This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, having some fun on an FBI Friday. On The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you guys taking us on the drive, wherever you may be in the big city on this Friday. Having some fun. We have one more clip coming up from our Comedian of the Week, Chinadu. So catch that up at 3:15.
F stands for failed dog owner.
F stands for you got no nuts if you haven't responded.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least, I mean,
nothing. Radio tough, silence, yeah,
I,
now.
That's the funniest thing to me. You're all tough, and literally we counted. Because I was the one that sent to you, like, how many texts is this dude sending today? And then all of a sudden, you call him out after he's faked up, hasn't responded once.
No.
Somebody may be crying, though, because you went... You.
I didn't even feel like it was that aggressive. I really would have said a lot more, and y'all both know that. I was just kind of being nice, really. In college, we used to drop Everclear in the jacuzzi. Ugh. A whole gallon. You talk about messed up a chick from Austin... turned me on to it. That's from Lotto. Bro, what are you... Okay, thanks, Cosby Lotto. What are you... Bro, why... What? You didn't tell people that? Is that like buck chugging? Is that the same thing? You just put it in the jacuzzi and then it seeps into your pores? What is that? Is that a thing? Can that happen?
What are you asking me for? Looking at me asking questions like that.
Well, you're a doctor. I don't know. Is that possible? If you put... Everclear in a jacuzzi, does it get everyone drunk? I don't even know if that's a thing. I don't know, Lotto. That's kind of creepy, though. Please tell me you at least warned the women before they got in the jacuzzi. Somebody else texted the show and said, I think I'm the first dude Nick ever gave his number out. I still think, especially with John gone, he should be willing to do stunts for the show.
What's the area code on it?
409.
It was a 409 area code.
Was it? Okay.
Was it the one that you, the yeah. one that, now were there, weren't there two? There was one that you let the computer do, and there was one that you just lost it and said, no, screw that, and just, you did it once too, by the way, Barry.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Fred did it once too.
Yeah.
But I think, Nick, I thought there was two. I didn't realize it was a 409 area code.
The one where I had Siri recite the number, that was funny.
That was fantastic.
God, that was so good.
Brilliant, because they couldn't really tag, they couldn't put it on you anyway.
Yeah, it was Siri doing
it. Yeah, it was Siri.
I have the audio clip on my phone. I'm about to see
what the number is. Okay. All right, that's all. I just wanted to catch up on the text line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excuse me.
And like you said, too, a lot of people have guessed the restaurant, the establishment in Sugar Land that I was speaking of. So we got that out of the way. Steph Curry made a return last night.
Uh-huh.
Funny thing and ironic thing to me is, and I did watch some of it off and on. Look, I'm happy he's out there. I think if you're the Warriors, I don't think they want him to play. He did fall early on.
I saw that. And landed on his hand.
I was like, and that's how he did it in the first. I was like, man, you are really playing with fire now.
Now, did you notice that when he did that, a few plays later, they were zoomed in on him on defense, and he was moving his hand. Yep. And I thought, uh-oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I was
Turns out it was all right.
But the funny thing to me is, again, it's ESPN. They're over-promoting the fact that he was great and he had 23 points. He did all these things. They lost.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But,
and you know what? They want to lose. Because here's the thing that I keep telling you guys. Enjoy whoever wins it this year. The Warriors are coming back next year. They're going to have their own first-round pick, which is going to probably be top five. They've added Andrew Wiggins. You're still going to have Draymond and Klay and Steph. You're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, they are going to be good again.
And so you're going to throw them in the mix with the two LA teams and everybody that you're talking about now and their experience, too. So they don't want to win.
Where are they cap-wise? They in good shape?
Oh, no. Those three guys are making a ton of money. Yeah, they're screwed from that perspective.
So they're well into the luxury tax?
Yeah, but if they somehow get James Wiseman, the 7-foot kid from Memphis, and you add a big like that to what they – an athletic big like that to what they have – and Wiggins is going to fit nicely for them. Look, they don't have KD, but they're going to be okay.
They have $650K in luxury tax money.
Yeah, they're so, like I said, they
are luxury tax base. Yeah,
they're screwed that way.
Yeah,
it was his number, by the way.
It was okay.
So he's right. So Steph makes a return. Everybody losing their mind. But you know, look, it's good to have him back. But I mean, I don't think it's as big of a deal as anybody else does because they're not trying to make the playoffs. They're just, you know, he just wants to play again.
Well, just play a fun game real quick since I have the cap money up. Who do you think has the biggest payroll as far as negative cap space? Like who's payroll?
The Lakers?
The Rockets.
Nope. Now this is all, you know, dead cap money and everything. The Portland Trailblazers at minus -$28 million in cap space.
Really?
Yeah. And then second on that list is the Miami Heat at minus -$24 million.
Well, you've taken on Iggy and his contract and with added years to it. So, and then you've got Butler at max. Dragic is making big money. I would think with Gordon and then the massive deals for Westbrook and Harden.
You would think with the Rockets. So total cap, Blazers have $137 million. The Magic have $136 million. The Heat have $133 million. Yeah, because you got to think about, you know, luxury tax and dead cap money and all that.
Big,
yep.
Yeah,
the Magic have $7 million in dead cap money. Thunder are fourth. Timberwolves are fifth. So you're not even talking about, you haven't even mentioned the Clippers or and the Warriors are seventh.
Well, the Lakers, yeah.
Clippers are sixth. Rockets are 15th. Lakers are 20th.
Now keep in mind that also factors in that the first clue for you was when Tillman, you know, said he wanted to be under the luxury tax.
They have $4.5 million in luxury tax.
So then,
yeah,
they have $4.5 million. Allowed them to get lower on that list.
Lakers have $9.9 million in luxury tax space, which is why they're talking about.
Well, they did.
Yeah,
they just signed Deion Waiters.
Yeah, so but I'm saying that's why they were able to consider that.
Yeah, so they signed Deion Waiters. If you listen to reports, they had worked out Waiters and they had planned to work out J.R. Smith for another reunion of LeBron and J.R.
That would have been weird.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about timeouts and who shot J.R. because he's not coming to the Lakers because Deion Waiters is. And you know what? It's obviously how all things work out, but Deion's agent is LeBron's childhood friend. And so it all lined up. And the other thing is because Deion Waiters was such a problem, not only did he have problems dealing with substance abuse, but you know he started fights on team planes and did all these different things to where he was suspended multiple times. They basically had a heart-to-heart with him too and said, you better follow the path Dwight Howard did and come in and not say a word and just be the perfect teammate or
play a role.
This is your last shot.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he fits in. And even if he fits in, we'll see if he plays. They cut former Rocket Troy Daniels.
Oh, no.
Him. And then Daniels
well,
was
he'll be a Rocket by the end of the week.
No, he signed with the Nuggets.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well.
So we'll see how that all plays out.
Not a bad deal for him because he might be on a team that's, two, three, or a four seed when it's all said and done.
And he's got that one ability so wanted in the league. And he is I called him the sniper from the Vipers when he made the big shot against Portland. Dude can shoot it from anywhere.
Yep.
So he fits.
Well,
I thought the Rockets might actually.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's a Rockets reunion this year with all the trades and the buyouts and former Rockets that they, you know, didn't spend a lot of time here, but he would have been another one, right?
Yeah, I really thought that before I saw that the Nuggets were going to hone in on him and sign him, I really thought that the Rockets would consider looking at him again because he, especially if you're going to play small ball, have a guy that has that kind of range. He's like a smaller, more agile Eric Gordon.
Yeah. They're not going to.
Can I just say this too?
Sure.
Of our favorites that do the blogs that are so drenched in red Kool-Aid.
Just want to point out I have zero favorites that do blogs.
Ben DuBose went out last night and happened to point out that nothing was wrong with the game. The biggest problem was Eric Gordon he's a huge factor and he hasn't been healthy enough yet to pass judgment.
So he just pointed out there was nothing wrong?
No, it was just EG. It's just EG and the fact that they've struggled to keep him healthy in the lineup. Yeah.
Well, he left yesterday's game in the third or fourth quarter because of left knee soreness, so that's not a good sign. But I wouldn't blame it solely on.
I thought it was lack of hustle soreness because I saw him all over the place just half.
I mean, that's the official. I don't know if that's something the Rockets made up, but the official reason why he left for the remainder of the game, as it was reported, soreness. Was left knee.
Would that explain the 1-for-6 behind the 3-point line for Gordon?
Yeah, he was the slump buster after they missed like 18 straight. He made one that finally got the jeers
the
of the crowd.
The crowd went crazy, which was hilarious.
They're like,
well,
they cheer louder in the fourth quarter when there's two
Chick-fil-A.
Missed. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so loud, dude.
I heard that. The national broadcast had no idea what was going on. They put it on the big screen.
CSI Rockets, too, because they're like, well, I don't know exactly what they're cheering about, but they're putting Chick-fil-A logos around the advertising part of the scoreboard. Yeah, that's exactly what it is, buddy.
That's league-wide, right?
No,
Everybody's got their own.
Okay.
It's specific. This one is specific to the Rockets.
It's become a big thing because, you know, when the NBA has these, every year they have marketing meetings and all the teams have representatives, and they always do like success stories. What works? What's this? What's that? And so because most of the teams are copycats in the league anyway, if they find out one team's doing a promotion that works, then more people jump on board because they're constantly looking for new ways to create revenue streams. So if that works for one team, then you can bet in one city it's sub sandwiches, in one city it's hamburgers, in one city it's chicken, it's whatever.
Gotcha.
So that's how they do that.
We were talking about trying your own food as a chef, and Kobos Q said, I very rarely eat my own food. You crazy.
How?
Yeah, why? Right? How would you not eat your own food when it's that good?
If I could barbecue as good as that dude, I'd be eating all my own food. I would be getting high on my own supply. I would be the worst food drug dealer on the planet because I'd be like, sorry, we're out of brisket. You sold out? No, I ate it all. All right?
I told him if he wants to just he can just set up shop for a fajitas place in Sugar Land. I'd be good.
Yeah, you'd go there.
Yeah, I'd be all good in the neighborhood with that one. Surprise you, by the way, because there's a big matchup tonight, Lakers-Bucks in L.A. That should be a good one to keep an eye on.
That is a good one.
Yeah, and with that, the Bucks are now the favorites at most U.S. sports books.
Are they?
Win it all. Okay. I still find that shocking because I still think in the playoffs they're going to have problems when people really focus on taking it out of Giannis' hands.
Or maybe they're just trying to get more money on Milwaukee, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Nobody's outscoring them. I mean, they've got a plus 12.4 in the differential, which is by far the best in the league. The second closest is the Lakers at plus 7.5. That tells you how good offensively and defensively the Bucks are. I think the Lakers, because of LeBron, I mean, if you were going to ask me one guy that could take over a playoff series or a finals series, which is where they would meet if they had to play the Lakers, it'd be LeBron. Just because of the experience.
Barry, you watch that team that played last night? The reigning finals MVP is on that squad.
Yeah.
Kawhi hadn't given you any reason to think that he can't do that again. He can step up.
That's true.
He's got...
Clippers are getting scary, man.
I picked them at the start of the year. I told you.
I don't remember that at all.
I told you last week I thought the Lakers looked like they had overtaken them as the favorites to win it.
I thought you took the Lakers at the beginning of the year.
I took the Clippers. And we even had
Nick, what's your spreadsheet? What's your spreadsheet say?
I don't think I wrote it down. I told him that just to scare him. We just had a debate
that you had to admit I was right on when we were talking about the Lakers, Clippers, and the defense and all the difference between the two teams.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
All I remember is it's time to go to break. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Hey, guys, before we go to break, I do want to tell you about a new sponsor to the show and just people that I totally believe in, regardless of what's going on in your life. If you're a guy out there and you're thinking about the fact that you're really lacking energy and you want to do something about it, and you think maybe it's not just because of your work schedule, the commitments you have to make, it may be your testosterone. I'm telling you, if you want to check your testosterone out, you want to do something to make sure that you're better in the bedroom, all those things can be handled in one place. It's Apollo Men's Health. And Apollo Men's Health is just top of my list to recommend to people because they're great people. They care about their customers. They're going to make sure that you're comfortable. That means if you don't want to wait in the waiting room and you just have never gone through anything like this before and you're not sure it's the thing for you to do, they're not going to make you wait in a waiting room. They're going to bring you right inside. They're going to put you in one of their examination rooms. They're going to take you out of where you're not comfortable so they can talk to you so they can get the outcomes that you want. It's the way that they go about their business. You walk in the door, they're going to offer you water and Gatorade and be friendly like family because they want you to feel comfortable at their locations. They're in Lake Jackson and Pearland, and they make sure that they have the outcomes that are going to get you where you want to go. It's not just another testosterone therapy clinic. In addition to the traditional methods of injections where you come in on a frequent basis and they take care of your testosterone that way, Apollo Men's Health also offers cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy. It reduces the amount of times you have to visit, and it maintains your overall wellness in a more convenient way. The simple way to put all of this, guys, is they basically are there to increase your overall quality of life. Because remember, health is your wealth. So you should invest in yourself. Call them right now, 832-664-9966, and see what they can do for you. You can also check their website, which is apollomh.com, and you can book your first appointment. But I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. Most major insurers accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Check them out. If you really care about your health, Apollo Men's Health, it's the place for you.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's rodeo time, Houston! And things are wrong with the bull, man. Hey, can somebody get the bull? Hey, somebody fix the bull! A lot of barbecue's about to be eaten. If you came to eat brisket and barbecue, go that way. If you came to eat tacos and fried dessert, go that way. If you came here just to eat vegetables, stand right here so I can call the police. I think I'm gonna throw up. And if you have a personal trainer, the rodeo cook-off is the one day a year you can click ignore. Because guess what? All that food you're eating, zero calories. Is that true? Of course not. But that's what I'm gonna tell myself. And if this is your first rodeo, take my advice. Pay for parking. Because if you try to be cheap and park somewhere off of Cambridge or something like that, you're going to mess around and... Well, that. And my final piece of advice, make sure you have your wristband. Because if you go in that cook-off without one, you on your own.
Hey, where's your wristband?
Well, I don't have one. I just came in and started eating. And hey, oh, Chiru.
Back to the studio. I don't know him, y'all.
Final clip from Chinadu. F yeah. Friday and F yep. Funny, comedian of the week. Local guy. People might have seen him on Channel 11 in the morning show, but funny dude. Nick, you've seen him in person.
I have, at the Barry Center, spelled with an E.
Barry, you got your own center?
No.
Oh. Well, maybe
it's
someday.
Spelled with an E, which is dreams the wrong way.
Bro.
Which is the wrong way to spell it.
I have a dream.
All right.
Nick and I will be attending a show someday at the Barry Center with an A.
That would be nice. That would mean I was making money. That doesn't mean that I would be the one doing the show. It would just mean I would own it.
Oh, the main event would be the high school games that they're playing that weekend. But you know, probably. You can also catch a show at the Barry Center.
Probably.
Yeah. How about that?
Hey, shout out to Robert Pinners that he's headed to the casino.
Well, good luck.
Listening and he's going with his pops, it looks like. His dad.
Hopefully the cards fall your way and the
is that what
the
I
dice.
Saw? Oh no, he said it's his birthday tomorrow. Okay, well, happy birthday, Robert. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Appreciate you listening.
Love you guys, and I always take your side. But
which one of us?
The comments about the guy's dog was a little much. He's probably just upset about his dog missing. He just takes it out on whoever listens. Anyways, love you guys a lot and love the show. Coming up on like 3 years that I've been listening. Then he followed up with, also, mainly using the mindset of how much losing my dog would hurt me. Yeah, but I don't feel like you would text a radio show and say something mean about the host, knowing that in the past there's a track record of all three hosts roasting you if they find out who you are. So I'm going to just go with he started it. And I'm sorry you don't like it, but at least his dog didn't hear it or see it.
See, I was – and here's the thing.
Unless it was on in a passing car.
I'm all for you doing what you did.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
The only thing that I had a little hesitancy to is the fact that when it became the talk about the dog, I know how much it hurts to lose a dog.
Oh, I just lost two cats in the last couple of years. I get it. Also, I didn't text anybody and was mean and then have a post on Facebook with my number on it that my deaf, blind... crippled phone? Dog got lost and then not expecting to get roasted by a comedian that I just talked trash to.
Where's my phone?
There's a big difference.
I'm going to back text.
All that just kind of happened and not in his favor.
When did the cat die?
August? No, October? I don't know.
All right, let me check.
Were you roasting me when my cat died?
I'm checking my text message and see if you didn't lash out at me during those times. Because you say that on the text line, but maybe you did send.
I don't know. I didn't lash out at
Nick,
you.
Nick, check yours.
So, that would take forever.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Demetrius said when you go to culinary school, they make you eat everything you make.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What if you make
so why
bed?
Would you not do that when you're making food for friends? Why would you not just take a little bit of that ribeye just to make sure it's cooked right? Or take a little bit of that mashed potatoes just to make sure you have enough flavor in it or enough salt? Why wouldn't you do that?
That's
what if,
disgusting.
What if you make your bed every morning?
I never do that.
What?
You gotta eat everything you make.
What is happening right now?
I award you no points.
All right.
What on earth just happened?
And may God have mercy on your soul.
You said you got to eat everything you make in culinary school. What if you make your bed every day in culinary school? You got to eat it?
Lame!
All right, that's enough out of you.
Joel.
I don't even want to hear from you.
I
thank God it's Friday, because then I get 2 days where I don't have to. I can use my dumb jokes, and I don't have to worry about the feedback from the peanut gallery.
Wingo said, Barry, I have my... This is 2 minutes ago, he tweeted, Barry, I have my wife and four-year-old in the car and forgot what I was listening to when Barry drops the penis bomb. My wife glares at me and says, this is why we listen to Jesus music in my car.
Did you drop a P-bomb in the
I don't
hour?
Even remember.
I don't think you did today.
I think I said, no, I said something. It was kind of, you guys were talking and I said something about, I don't know, stirring meat with your meat or something like that.
Oh, yeah, stirring the fajitas with your...
Yeah, I said you probably stir your meat with your meat.
Oh, yeah. American
See, we're
pie
so
deal.
Conditioned
I don't
to
know.
It.
And I think I said the P word once. But if you're... Wingo, if your wife is listening, I just want to tell her, get over it. It's just a word. Also, you could do better, Wingo, if she's upset.
You think his wife's name's Trey?
What?
Or Golic.
Oh, my goodness. Joel's on a roll today.
Because, you know, you got some ass clown on text message. Like, Joel's doing his normal, telling you. That's what I do. If you haven't figured that out by now, hey, try and say consistently listen.
Oof.
Oh, shut up. Hey.
Out.
Since you're the resident gun owner around
here. Oh, yes, yes. My guns. You can.
You see what happened to Quinnen Williams?
No.
Alabama lineman drafted very highly by the Jets, goes to LaGuardia Airport, gets arrested for criminal possession of a weapon, trying to board a plane with a Glock 19 pistol.
Got
to
take that out and check it.
What are you doing?
I will say this. I worry about that sometimes because there are times when I'll carry my gun in my bag or my backpack or another bag or whatever or on me, and I'll forget about it being in my backpack, for example. And then I could see a scenario where I forget it's in there and I pack up and everything and I'm trying to go through security. I just throw my backpack on there and then go, uh-oh, my gun's in there. I don't think anybody would knowingly take a gun
I would
through
hope
airport
not,
security.
Right? Especially this guy. His future's so bright and he's a hell of a player and everything like that. They said the New York, New Jersey Port Authority police stopped him 9:15 p.m., charged him. It's still unknown immediately whether the gun was loaded or not. He was being processed by the Port Authority police later Thursday night. Now, they did also say where the gun was illegal in New York City, he had a license for it in Alabama where he was going.
Okay. That's the other thing. When you travel, especially like if I'm on the road, if I drive, which is most of the time, I usually check the state that I'm going and make sure that they have a concealed carry. Because in some states, like if you go to Oklahoma, your permit transfers from Texas.
Yeah,
so
it says under
your
New
permit
York
is
law.
Valid.
Yeah, under New York law, generally only legal to carry a concealed weapon in the state if it has a New York license, and his was licensed in Alabama.
Correct. So you got to check.
Yeah,
you just got to know that as a gun owner. You just got to be a little smart about it.
Isn't that the thing? You have to know in advance.
There's a whole app for your phone just that'll tell you gun laws in every state. And I used it for a long time where I would be like, all right, if I'm going to Kansas next week and I'm usually take my gun with me on the road, I'm passing through Oklahoma and then I'm going to get to Kansas. So what are the gun laws in both of those states? So I'll know, should I leave it? Should I take it? Do I leave it in the safe? Cause I have a safe in my car that I'll keep the gun in when I don't have it with me or if I'm not driving around or whatever. Like if I go into a show here in Houston, I can't take my gun into the club because more than 50% of their revenue comes from alcohol. So you can't have a concealed
weapon
in that kind of establishment. So I'll put it in the safe in my car. But you have to know all that.
Sure.
Because it's part of getting your license. And if you don't know, look it up or just leave it.
I've seen people forget about a knife as they're passing through security. Yeah. They were pretty nice to the guy that offered to ship it to his house, and it cost like $28 or something like that. But a gun, I see it's a different dynamic.
It depends, too. If it was on his person, then he's a dumbass. But if it was in a bag, I could see that just being an honest mistake. Did they say where they found it? Because I could see that being a complete honest mistake in a bag.
I'm trying to look it up again, but I don't believe they said where they found it. It was just, here, we're going to see one more time.
Dang. Somebody said it's a $3,800 fine for TAA if you forget about your gun and they find it.
It was on a carry-on bag.
So I get that.
Yeah. He was arrested at the Delta check-in counter at 9:15 p.m. while the Glock 19 handgun was found in his carry-on bag. So I get that if he's like you, use a bag for everyday use that you're also going to use if you're traveling for the weekend.
There's times when I'll take that backpack on the road with
me.
So I could see that. Now, I have one that looks similar that's my overnight bag, which you could also mistake the two. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could totally see that. That's a very defensible thing.
Absolutely.
Joel, I laughed at your dad joke about making the bed. It must be a dad thing.
Dang right.
There you go.
Yeah. I see a lot of other love you deleted for that my dad jokes. That's fine. Hey, got a half hour to go on the show. And guess what? You can call it karma if you want, but more breaking news on the Yankees and some injuries that Astros fans will probably want to hear. We'll start the final half hour of the show when we get to that. Before we get to that, I do want to get to this. Fitz Roofing, if you got any thoughts in your mind about putting a new roof on your house, or maybe you've had a leaky roof and you need someone that's going to fix it and do great work, well, you look no further than Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, locally owned and operated. They're not like storm chasers and deposit thieves looking to get your money up front and then do bad work, and then you can never get them when you want them to come back and fix it and do it right. This is a company that is locally owned and operated and solely focused on customer service and doing great work with the best product on the market, CertainTeed Shingles. They're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Simply put, their base warranties are longer than your average roofer, and they take care of their customers. So much so they got an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. Why would you look anywhere else? Check them out, fitzroofing.com, or better yet, call them 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001. You call, you get a free no-obligation inspection today. They come to you, tell you what they can do, then they go on their merry way. You want them to come back, just reach back out. They're going to do fantastic work. I'm telling you, I wouldn't speak for them if I didn't believe in them 100%. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Shout out to my boy Chris Wilson as we start the final half hour of the show. I'll start with a positive. Chris, I hope you're having a great day. You're down in B-Town in Beaumont. You were asking about the different places we've done remotes at so you could stop in and pay them some business. Well, you can pay me some, too, because I've gotten at least 10 texts from Chris during the show wanting me to mention restaurants where his name is part of a menu item, like your sandwich.
Yeah, at Big City Wings.
Yeah.
Shout out. Try the Laminack Bacon Burger. Peanut butter bacon burger.
Try sponsoring, Chris. Mention our company. I got you a trucker hat from our company. I go, well, I'll mention that when I get the welcoming them onto as being a new sponsor to the show. We're not into F. It's an F. Yeah, Friday. F isn't for free mentions, Chris. Enjoy the drive back from B-Town.
Chris, why not advertise on a wildly popular radio show?
You obviously listen daily. Yeah. How about a little something for the effort, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't look for the Dalai Lama.
If
what? That's the Caddyshack line. Uh-oh. So I caddied for the guy the entire round. And at the end of the day, he's going to stiff me. And I said, hey, Dolly, how about a little something for the effort? And he says, I'm not going to give you money, but on your deathbed, you're going to regain total consciousness. So I got that going for me, which is nice. That's what it's from.
That's good. I don't think I've ever seen it. If I saw it, I don't remember it.
Oh,
classic, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, I know. I need to probably go watch that again.
So, okay, go ahead.
Real quick, yeah. I just wanted to point out, if you like the show and you're a business owner, you should absolutely reach out about advertising.
Yeah.
That's how you keep us on the air.
Just like the people that want more to get Usual Suspect shirts. Put your logo on it. We'll do another run.
That's right. Chris.
Help us.
Help you.
Help you. Help us.
Somebody said, first time I've ever heard someone having a gun safe in their car. It's not like a big ass safe. It has a steel cord that
Is that the Bentley or the,
yeah,
the car you...
Yeah, my Honda is a Bentley.
Or White Lightning.
It's White Lightning.
Okay.
No, it's just a little... I mean, I have a 1911. It holds it perfectly. It's slightly larger than a 1911, and it's got like a little strap that I keep in the trunk. It's not a... Yeah. Trust me, it's not a big ass safe. You can put it under your seat. You can put it like in the little pocket behind your seat. You can put it in the trunk. It's easy. I did that because my last gun got stolen out of my truck console. Somebody broke into my truck and stole my gun. So my brother-in-law was like, you need a little safe. I'm like, that makes sense. So got a safe.
At the house, you can put it on the self-vacuuming.
No, that's not a... Why would I put a gun safe on a self-vacuuming? Saying,
you can put it in the shirt steam cleaner.
Oh, boy, that's not a...
Is this the Caddyshack reference you're talking about?
And he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness.
And then he says...
So I got that going.
Which is nice. That's a good...
Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very famous line, right?
It is indeed. On a fantastic movie.
Well done, Nicholas.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I've seen bits and pieces.
You killed me for it.
Yeah. Yes.
I've seen bits and pieces, like the
Spalding,
the gopher, and trying to, I don't know. I've seen some of it. It's just, I don't know. There's some movies that I know I should laugh at that I'm like,
it's a good movie.
Where are you on Curb Your Enthusiasm, by the way?
Finished with season one. Two episodes into season two.
I really want you to get the three.
And I will tell you that it is getting funnier, but also I've been trying to cure my cataracts before I watch it.
Probably assisting a little
bit. Oh, that helps. Yeah. But it is getting funnier. So I'm powering through. I'm going to do what you said. I'm going to give it till season three. If by the end of season three...
You don't like it, you can stop for sure.
Okay.
Then it's not your cup of tea for sure.
Gotcha.
Speaking of funny, but this isn't funny.
Oh, well, then speaking of not funny.
I think some Astros fans are going to have some fun with this, though. Okay. We talked about the whole fact that the Yankees have been holier than thou, and then the injuries have started to roll in with Stanton and, you know, the pitching staff and all the different things. Well, now add Aaron Judge to that list. First, it was his shoulder, and they were holding him out, and they said it hurt when he swung, but then he thought he was making progress. Aaron Boone was on ESPN this week to say he looked like he was going to be just fine, ready for the opener. Not so much now, because he now has a broken rib, and it's not clear whether he will need surgery, leaving doubt when he'll be back in the lineup for the Yankees. Aaron Boone made the announcement today. He said that the star right fielder hurt himself making a diving catch in September of last season. He will rest 2 weeks while recovering from the stress fracture to his first right rib. Hasn't played in any spring training games, but he's been dealing with a sore pectoral muscle and a shoulder. Wouldn't you have thought that if this happened last September, you might have wanted to... Something would have popped up somewhere to say, we could have done this in the offseason.
Yeah, a little late.
How's your medical staff, Yankees? Not a good look.
I never wish injury on anyone, but if you want me to feel sorry for the Yankees, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Here either. I don't know which. Yeah, hopefully it's a dog that you like in this case. But yeah, I'm with you on that one. That's go ahead and bask in that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. No sympathy from me. Mm-mm. None whatsoever.
Nope.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer team.
Could not agree more.
Although, you think about, if you're the Yankees, do you fire your entire medical staff and start over? Because last year, you think about how many injuries they endured. And I know you can't control sometimes when a guy gets injured, but damn.
The whole infield, right? At one point, remember they had almost all like minor league players. They were still winning games, and we were marveling at it, like going, Stanton's out, Judge is out. You know, what's his name was out for the year, the rookie of the year third baseman. Yeah. You just go right up and down the line going, everyone's out.
Yep.
It's like the Texans.
Yeah, it was amazing, but I think you still have to look at it and go, damn, we were the least healthy team by far. They were setting records about how many times they used the IL.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm thinking if I'm Yankees ownership, I might go, hey, guys, what's going on or not going on in the training room? And all of our guys, the fact that everybody's getting hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Now, you went out and got Stanton. You kind of had to know that he was injury prone. That would be like a team in the NFL bringing in Will Fuller and be like, why is this dude always hurt? He's like, you kind of know going in that Stanton probably going to suffer a couple injuries here and there.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, that was, sucks for them. Whatever. It just raises the Astros' chances of...
Exactly, because it's still, regardless of everything that's gone down, it's for all intents and purposes, what people have said, it's a two-team race, right? Yeah. Yankees-Astros.
Pretty much.
Leveling the playing field every day.
I wonder what the Vegas odds are for the MLB right now. Who do you think is number one? Yanks?
Yeah.
I would say it would go Yanks, Dodgers, or actually it might go Dodgers, Yankees, Astros.
After the Mookie Betts trade, it might be leaning that
Dodgers,
way.
Yeah. So, according to VegasInsider.com, odds to win the World Series, this is I don't know. It doesn't say. 3-1. Yankees and Dodgers are both 3-1.
There you go.
Astros are 9-1. Braves are 16-1, along with the Twins and Mets. At 16,
well, you're in the mix. That's all you can ask for at this point with everything you've been through.
Third best team in baseball, according to the odds.
All right. Well, first best team in radio, in my mind. We're coming back to put a bow on it next. Boo-boo. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, final segment of the show. Nick, Barry, and Joel on an F Yeah Friday. If you missed any of the show, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. Catch up on everything you missed. And then while you're on the front page, you can also download the app. And you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss a show on ESPN975.
Do it.
Have a bit of an update for you boys. We mentioned Parlay Pats yesterday. He was the young and very rude and careless and just whacked out better that was caught making threats to athletes, both on the college and pro level in baseball and football, as well as their family members. If you want any refresher, he threatened members of the Patriots Super Bowl team that beat the Rams in Super Bowl 53 with things like, I'll rape and murder your entire family prior to the game. To a second member of the Patriots in the same Super Bowl team, I'll brutally rape and murder your family. I'll enter your home while you sleep, and I'll sever your neck with an open dull knife.
That's crazy.
To one member of the Tampa Bay Rays, he basically said, your family will be beheaded. And to a spouse of an Atlanta Braves player in the summer of 2019, your husband will be beheaded. I'll enter your home while you sleep and end you both. Jeez. He turned himself in Tampa yesterday morning after we said that there were charges pending. The government presented a $100,000 bond that was signed by him and signed by his father. That money only has to be paid if he, who will be returned to California to live with his father, fails to appear in court when he is scheduled. The court also said, amongst other things, that he is not allowed to gamble or use Instagram or Twitter, and he can use other social media, but the court has the right to examine his use. He also had to turn in his passport, and the usual travel restrictions and other things apply.
That's
an idiot. Guy's just an idiot.
He's a psychopath. Yeah. There's idiot and then there's psychopath. That dude's a psychopath. And
can he be a psychopathic idiot?
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay.
But man, that you just I would have never thought to put phrases like that together.
I know, it's bad, dude. Like, I don't know. I thought Mike Tyson stuff? Had some demons. Kid, you probably right? have some demons.
Yeah, no doubt.
PayPal Pete lost it.
PayPal Pete. Now he's got to go live back with...
Daddy.
With Daddy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So many conditions.
What a loser.
Well, you're rolling today, kid.
There you are.
I saw this song. I was like, man, I used to love listening to this song.
I almost don't want it to be Saturday tomorrow. I just want you to keep... This is good. I love this. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Joey Chestnut, the championship eater, has decided to take a break from hot dog eating contests.
Okay.
So I guess to fill the void, he decided to go to Big Macs.
Is that a thing? Is there a contest for eating Big Macs?
That's a new thing. Going to Big Mac eating contests. You want to guess how many he consumed in a contest? Because we, you know what? Whether you're a fast food connoisseur or not, you know those are pretty high in caloric content.
Yes. Although it's not the biggest, but like the quarter pounder or the double quarter pounder is bigger.
Oh, is that
right? A Big Mac. Oh, yeah.
I thought with
Big Mac uses the regular hamburger cheeseburger patties, those small patties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's not as big as the quarter pounder. That's actually the bigger burger.
So he's won 12 of his last 13 competitions in hot dog eating, including a record of 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. He's branched away from hot dogs this summer, eating a record 413 Hooters chicken wings in 12 hours for National Chicken Wing Day.
Wow.
That's a lot of wings.
That's a lot of wings in 12 hours.
He took a break from the hot dog eating contest with his 12 Nathan's hot dog eating championships and consumed 32 Big Mac sandwiches in one setting.
Saw that.
Damn. 32 in one setting. Not over like chicken wing day and over 12 hours or whatever. Like one setting, 32 freaking Big Macs.
To me, hearing that, I don't think about the patties. I'm like, that's a lot of bread.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot of crap, right? All the Thousand Island, all the dressing.
I don't know if he ate crap or not. But
I'm saying all the dressing and
the McDonald's sauce,
yeah.
The Big Mac sauce.
Secret sauce.
Which is Thousand Island dressing.
Let's be or real. Special sauce, not secret sauce. Yeah. Special
sauce.
Two
all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a set of
How long can he do this for? He's 36.
Dude.
He's 6 months. I just looked it up. He's 6 months younger than I am. How long can he do this? Like, is there
his
stomach replacement?
His cholesterol. Dylan, by the way, is texting right now.
It's all good.
Yeah.
His cholesterol has to be off the charts, right?
Well, let me ask you, because I would believe he probably throws it up at some point after each contest.
You think he does that?
I do. I think I want to say at some point somebody made mention of something like that. Like at a certain point, just because you're so uncomfortable, you know, you have to keep it down for the entirety of the contest.
Yeah.
But you got to believe sometime between the end of the contest and an hour or so, you got to be hurling that up.
That can't be healthy for you either because, I mean, if you're throwing up a lot.
Yeah, it's like anorexia. Or,
yeah, but that's got to be bad for your esophagus and stuff.
Correct. I would think.
And now you got to pick your poison. You're like, well, do I want my beehole to be tore up or do I want my esophagus to be tore up? 418 wings? Something's going.
Or do you want your bank account probably, to be tore up? Because you think about that. You're taking the hit with your esophagus, but in the process, you don't have a real job. You do.
Oh, you get paid to do this. He gets paid
to do
this.
I'm saying he's making six figures easy, I would bet, doing all the contests, winning all these things, getting all these titles.
I'm going to look up his
net worth. So you don't have a real job except for to just massively eat and puke.
What do you think his net worth is?
$5 million.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go above and beyond that. I'm going to say 15.
1.5.
Wow.
Says, according to Celebrity Net Worth, Joey Chestnut net worth was $1.5 million last year.
It's not worth it, in my opinion.
Nope. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest pays its winner a whopping $10,000.
Really?
Yeah. And that's the most famous one.
But he does do the – like, he did Nico Nico's. He just comes in and does, like, a Euro eating contest for Nico Nico's. And they you got to believe they pay, like
– an appearance fee and all that?
Yeah, appearance fees and in his flight and hotel and all that.
I can
so
see that.
So you can make a career out of it.
Man, I don't know. You have to have colon replacement
12
surgery.
12 times. 12 yeah. times, and that's his net worth. I don't think that's worth it, in my opinion.
Hell no. It's like you said, you got to buy new guts and everything? No. That ain't enough money, bro. Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah.
By the way, if you, we love our listeners and the interaction, but there's no reason to text us and tell us that you had a nice bowel movement. Why would you text a radio show and tell somebody that? You're an idiot. Why? Who? Bro, lose our number. What is wrong?
Why do you gotta be so harsh? Just try back next week and try
to
do better.
No, don't try back next week. Lose the number. You're probably a grown-ass man.
Just keep listening.
I'm debating whether or not I should go to Austin this weekend.
For what?
Just to go to Austin and party.
To get the coronavirus? Or?
Well, see, the reason why, if I don't go this weekend, South by Southwest starts the following weekend.
Will it? Because that's a big thing. Sponsors are pulling out because of the coronavirus, and that's become a real big deal. So keep an eye on that.
I'm not
going
to go. If I don't go this weekend, I won't go to following.
I'm just saying for you, just so you don't get caught losing money in a bad situation. Keep an eye on that. Because I've seen, I want to say Apple pulled out. I want to say a lot of big name sponsors are pulling out, and there's a huge concern about whether that goes on.
Is South by Southwest this weekend?
Next weekend.
Oh.
It's the next 2 weeks.
Well, I was going to say, if you're going to Austin this weekend, I'm there actually tomorrow.
Okay, then I'll let you know.
I got a gig. Well. With do you know who Dean Del Rey is?
I do not.
So I'm trying to remember who he, what?
I was going to say he's married to Marina. Marina Del Rey. Yeah, you dad jokers. Gotcha.
Just tripled down on it. He just got passed at the Comedy Store not too long ago. I forget who he was working with. Joey Diaz and who's the famous podcaster? Not Joe Rogan, but Mark. That's not Mark. I don't remember. I don't know. He's coming up in the comedy world, so I'm excited. It does. Yeah, passed means so at some comedy clubs, you have to get passed in order to be in the regular lineup. Like the Comedy Store is a showcase club. They don't do traditional host.
What does passed mean?
Well, so I'm explaining to you. So they don't do traditional host, feature, headliner. It's a showcase style. So the old owner, Pauly Shore's mom, is the one that started the Comedy Showcase, and in order to be part of the Comedy Store, in order to be part of those lineups, she had to pass you. She had to agree to allow you to be part of it, so she would watch you and then pass you. Obviously, she's passed on, so somebody else is doing
it. Like a pass-fail.
Correct. So they would watch your sets, and eventually, if you got good enough, they would bring her in, and she would say yes or no, and you would be passed in order to participate in the paid shows. So he recently got passed at the Comedy Store, which is a pretty big deal nowadays. So
sounds like it.
Yeah. That's all that means.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you pass it.
So come out, Nick. Let me know. I'll get you in. Just hit me up if you're there, if you want to go.
Well, have a good weekend. Enjoy it. Travel safe.
You too, man.
Nicholas, do the same.
Have a good weekend, people.
Think before you drink. All right. For us, we're out. Blitz in. They're coming up next. They're going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock and get your weekend started off right. All right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.